The Servant of God, Adolf of Strasbourg, Martyr, First Order. The Servant of God, Adolf, was Custos of the Franciscan province of Strasbourg. During the Thirty Years' War, while he was on a journey to Württemberg in connection with his priestly duties, a heretic soldier fell upon him, and out of hatred for the Catholic faith and the order whose habit Adolf was wearing, sent a bullet through his left shoulder, another through his neck, then gave him a blow on the head with his sword, and ended by tying the half-dead religious, who was bleeding from three severe wounds, to the tail of his horse. In this manner, he dragged him uphill and down dale into the nearby woods, where Adolf died. This was in the vicinity of the fortress of Asberg in Württemberg, on January 8, 1632. For 3 days and nights, Adolf's body lay there, yet neither the birds nor any marauding animals touched it. Then the body was found by some Lutherans, who grew very much incensed at beholding the marks of such wanton cruelty. They buried the remains with great respect. 7 years later, the body was exhumed and laid to rest in the church of the Poor Clares at Heilbronn. The just punishment of heaven, however, was meted out to the murderer of the martyr. 2 years after the ruthless deed, in the act of conveying a lot of stolen loot to Strasbourg for safekeeping, he was attacked and stoned by his companion robbers on the very spot of his own crimes. He was so terribly mauled that his face became black and bloated, and he expired in dreadful torment. On Divine Retribution. Never do to another what you would hate to have done to you by another. Tobias 4:16. This admonition of the elder Tobias to his son arises from the knowledge that divine retribution frequently permits the same evil to befall us that we have occasioned to others. What happened so strikingly in the case of the murderer of the saintly Adolf still happens in less serious matters every day. Notice in this how carefully divine providence watches over us. Think of it when you are tempted to do an injustice to another. Divine retribution is signally carried out not only for actions against brotherly love, but unkind words and even thoughts are frequently punished in this manner. How often does it happen that a person deals sharply and unkindly with others, or severely censures another for some small fault without being authorized to do so, and then shortly falls into the same fault by the permission of God? Have you not yourself experienced the like? Hence the apostle admonishes us, "And if a man be overtaken in any fault, you who are spiritual, instruct such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." Galatians 6:1. Consider that God's retribution for all sins will be exactly in accordance with the offenses committed. "In what things a man has most sinned," says Thomas à Kempis of the pains of hell, "in those things shall he be most grievously punished. There the slothful will be pricked with burning goads, the gluttonous tormented with extreme hunger and thirst. There the luxurious and the lovers of pleasure will have burning pitch and fetid sulfur rained upon them, and the envious, like rabid dogs, will howl for grief. There 1 hour of punishment will be more grievous than 100 years of the most bitter penancier." Is it not better and easier, then, to overcome our inordinate desires here on earth and to do penance for the sins we have committed? prayer of the church. Graciously hear, we beseech thee, O Lord, the prayers of thy people, that we who are justly afflicted for our sins may, for the glory of thy name, be mercifully delivered. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.